Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of September, recording at 10:02 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, the most important factor to mention here is that the stock market correction continues. Most stock markets have extended their declines that began last week. All that I'm aware of in terms of the national indices have lost upside momentum and are in retreat. And this will carry further, unwinding the short-term overbought condition that had developed following those very strong rallies that commenced in the middle of August and carried into early last week in most instances. Now, of course, the $64,000 question is this a consolidation prior to moving higher later on? Or is it a more serious reaction? I've been addressing this on almost a daily basis. Now, obviously, no one knows the answer to that, and we can only guess. My guess has been 55-45, that it was consolidation prior to higher levels thereafter, primarily because I liked the leadership that we were seeing on the way up, and that extended, that really started with the emerging market strength that we saw pretty well around the world. And also included bank shares in a number of markets that showed quite good performances, although certainly nothing exceptional in the U.S. in that department. Okay, well, one of my also three premises, though, for stronger markets throughout the remainder of this year and possibly into next year, well, there were several of them. And let's just review them very quickly here. One, that President Bush stayed ahead in the polls. That's worth 10% on the Dow's performance on average to have an incumbent Republican winning the White House. Number two was the price of oil, hugely important. And I did really require oil below $45 a barrel and ideally below $40 a barrel. Well, there's no sign of that. We've got oil at new highs here, $49.85 on the NYMEX price as I speak, and so really pressing this highly significant, psychologically at least, $50 level. And if we get a sustained break above that level, that will be a major blow to sentiment in terms of stock markets. And people are saying to me, someone said to me earlier today, well, it's discounted, isn't it? And I said, well, no, most people have been talking about $30 a barrel price for oil, not me, fortunately. And also, I think that people are having enough trouble adjusting this level. If we start to get a break above the $50 level, and if that picks up momentum, I think that would lead to a fairly sort of panicky reaction. Okay, well, that hasn't happened yet, but it's a real possibility given where we stand on the charts here today. So that factor has certainly swung negative here for markets. The third one was interest rates, that expectations of higher interest rates would wane. In other words, most people would conclude, or the market would conclude, that we had seen most of the rates that are going to occur anytime over the next 6 months to a year. And that's probably the case. We could get one more hike in the UK. We could get maybe another hike in the US probably after the election in November, but certainly expectations regarding interest rate, short-term interest rate increases have moderated. And there's nothing stock markets fear more than the prospect of higher short-term interest rates or rising short-term interest rates more or less in perpetuity. And well, we certainly don't have that right now. But of my three factors here, you can see that one has swung decidedly negative, and that's the crude oil. So, how to actually play it? Well, I'm hedged. I've hedged my Nikkei long, so the short position here, and I've got a lot of cash. Those of you who have been pretty much on the sidelines for most of the year, not a bad idea. No time to rush in. We'll wait and see what happens as to whether this is a consolidation or another Sisyphusian swing in markets, as in the mythological figure who had to roll the rock all the way up the hill only to see it come rolling all the way back down again, start the process all over again. Okay, bond markets here, they do remain firm. The U.S. Treasuries currently trading up 12:30 seconds. This is in the after-hour trading here on the day, so right near the highs of this rally. It's getting overextended. It is overbought. It's discounting a lot of inflationary pressures, which may not appear. Ditto with the JGBs. I'm looking forward to eventually shorting, and maybe sooner rather than later. But there's absolutely nothing on that chart that is telling me to go in and do so here today. Moving on to the currency markets. Now, weekend. That's something that a lot of people have not been forecasting or expecting. They've been saying that the yen was grossly undervalued. How many times have you heard that on CNBC, for instance? Well, the dollar is firming up against the yen, 111.26, and it's not just the dollar. The euro is firming up against the yen, 136.86. Last time it was up here, I shorted it, but I'm not really tempted to do so in here, not on this latest action. And rounded out here, have I got sterling against the yen, 201.34, that's up 157. So the yen is most definitely soft in here right now. That will, if this continues, that would be good for the Japanese economy and the stock market, Japanese stock market, but you may not see those benefits float through for a while because the Japanese stock market's on the defensive, much like every other stock market at this time. And that's the main item, really. We've got Eurodollar 123. That's sort of the higher side of what's been an increasingly narrow range. Overall, I'm not doing anything in the currency markets. If I did do anything, I might be a little long against the yen, but I'm finding it easy to resist. Commodities, the supply and elasticity trades, and wondering when that was going to spill over once again to the various different agricultural commodities. And we're seeing a little bit more of that. I believe we've had, you remember, of course, that powerful rally in orange juice. I played a little bit of that, given the choppy nature of that action. Nowhere near as much as might have been the case, but if the pattern is pretty wild and woolly, it's a little harder to do. But nevertheless, that was a profitable trade. And also the coffee. Now you see that the CSCE coffee is really quite powerful in here right now, and up I think nearly another 3 cents here today. Looks like it's going to have a crack at that 90 cent level on the December contract, and you see that UK quoted coffee contract has had a couple of good days, Friday and today, and it's very much lagging. That's a robusta contract, but really looking quite firm. And I've been bargain hunting today, although I'm a little disappointed with the close that we saw in the corn. That is so cheap here that it does look like a recovery opportunity to me, and I'd been waiting for a time to double up on my small losing soybean position. And on the strength of that corn and a rally that was taking place in soybeans, I thought, well, this is we're close to a bear squeeze in here. Now, we did not end with a key, even a small key, on that corn contract, as I mentioned in comment of the day, although you'll see one that was showing at the time, but it slipped back. Some of those gains slipped back, not drastically by any means. But in other words, the bottom line on that is that as oversold as corn and soybeans are, and making a virtual certainty that the next big move is on the upside, we have not had the kind of upward dynamic that would say, right, that's it. Here we go. So I may be a little early on that. And I would probably add to the corn position if it slowed, if, beg your pardon, if it sagged a little bit lower. But I just wanted to elaborate on that for anyone who's tempted to back some of my trades. And lastly, the metals pretty firm here across the boards. That's precious and both the industrial metals, and I don't think we had any declines among the metals. Well, I know the New York copper price was down half a cent, but still very firm generally. And therefore, all of these commodities remain a hugely interesting area. Well, sleep well. On to another interesting day tomorrow.